Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
Feel better now, Miles?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You feel relieved?
Mm-hmm.
Relaxed?
I had to drop a deuce right before the show began, and that has delayed the show, but... It will not affect the show, but I did have to drop a deuce before the show started.
It delayed me. I mean, it didn't delay the show. The show is...
Well, yeah, I said, call me right back, and like half an hour later, Bob calls back.
Well, I wanted to give you plenty of time. I don't want to call you back, and you're like racing to the phone with your pants down, going, I'm not done yet. And you go, then you'll get back to the phone, and you'll get back, and you'll say, can I get a couple more minutes? I got to wipe.
Yeah,
because you don't even. I ask you, did you wash your hands? And you go, I don't recall.
I don't remember. But
Mr. Investigator, I do not recall whether or not I washed my hands.
Possibly did not.
If you want, I'll lick them.
Possibly did not. Yes. Possibly.
That's disgusting.
So what?
Did you not wipe your butt? I mean, did you just squat and like not touch anything?
Yes, I needed wiping. Yeah.
And so then you used your hand, is it right?
I use paper.
Do you or do you not own a bidet?
I do not have a bidet. No, I don't. No, I don't.
The cart wants to know.
Sorry. I didn't think it was going to come under this much scrutiny. I guess I didn't know.
Well, I pay my children a small stipend to wipe my bottom.
Man, I do feel better, though.
Well, good.
I feel good.
Any reportable objects come out the other end, or,
No.
Didn't see anything, you know?
I found a watch that I had smuggled years ago. Mm-hmm.
I have been looking for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, everything's fine. Thank you. Thank
so that's what happened to those loaded dice that I put up there.
Yeah. Everything's cool. Everybody's cool.
Yeah. Otherwise, you got stinky fingers. Other than that, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, I was in there trying to write a song for you, but
it's called what?
I haven't named it yet. Kind of goes like this. Bob walked into the buffet while he was walking around the block. The napkin tucked beneath his double chin. He ate a few dozen apricots. He had one hand on the dinner mints. How many he ate, I forgot. That's all I got.
That's all you got so far?
Yeah.
I did go to a buffet. I wasn't going to talk about that, but yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I guess you read my email, so. Scott Baker was within striking distance and didn't stop by, and I didn't get in contact early enough. And so.
For those who don't know, he's a big, big fan of the show.
Super fan.
super fan.
Super fan.
Right up there with everyone else. So.
Yeah, right up there with CB or somebody
CB
else.
CB and Elmo and everyone
Elmo,
else.
Elmo, yeah.
Enjoys the show.
So he was in the St. Louis, greater St. Louis area, but I didn't get my email in time, I guess. So.
Yeah, he hi-hatted you, and that was it. So.
Yeah, but anyway, I told him in my reply, he was in Champaign, and I was going on and on about all these Champaign things, which probably were pretty boring to him, but...
It was boring to me. I'll be honest. I don't give a shit.
Because I lived in Decatur, so I'm familiar.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm familiar with Champaign as well. So. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I went to. I'll just talk about the buffet. I wrote about going to the buffet. There's this. It's amazing how advertising works. That's what I'll say at the onset here. And I try not to watch advertising, but for some reason my kids saw a commercial for a place called Buffet City. City, right? Mm-hmm. And it was a locally produced, commercial. It was very much a lot of still pictures and a voiceover just saying Buffet City. Mm-hmm. And my kids says, we got to go to Buffet City. Look at all the stuff they have. And so we're like, okay, and so we said, yeah, we can go on the weekend. So I was out of town and I got back home and we went on Friday evening to Buffet City.
Welcome down
to Buffet. It had like over 300 items and they got crab legs and they got, cookies and everything the kids want. So we get there. It was pretty busy. And that was a good sign. My wife and I were very concerned that Buffet City was not going to be a rip roaring kind of place.
Right.
Just from the name of it alone, Buffet City,
Come on down.
Which is probably one of the more generic names. So we go, we get in, we get seated and everything. As we're walking to our seat, I go, "Hey, this is a Chinese restaurant."
What?
It's a Chinese restaurant.
Do you like Chinese?
I don't mind so much. My wife and daughter like Chinese. I'm not that big of a fan. My son goes, "Yeah, it's a Chinese restaurant," and he hates Chinese.
Ooh.
So he was one of the big proponents to go to Buffet City because in the commercial, they don't say they have sushi, which they do.
Yeah.
It's a buffet.
Really?
And they don't mention anything about, and it's like all these Oriental people working there.
Yeah.
And I go, "This is a Chinese restaurant." So, my wife was happy because she loves Chinese food. The terrible thing was my son was so let down. It was horrible.
Aww.
The poor kid was crushed.
Aww.
And so then they had like pizza and they had everything because it was Buffet City,
Put something on there for the kids that hate Chinese, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so I really don't like buffets, let alone Buffet City, because buffets are just who knows who's touched that food five times before they actually took it off and put it on their plate,
Be E. coli City for you.
Yeah, exactly. Stomach cramp City or whatever. My thing was, I told my wife, "Are we coming right home? Because if we're not, I'm not going to Buffet City." Because I'm going to have an experience where I'm going to have to be, I need to be close to the throne,
Yeah.
For instance, just like you were a few minutes ago. So then I get him, pizza and everything. He's sitting there, and he's like sniffing every bite. He's like, "Smells like Chinese food." I'm like, "It's pizza."
Yeah.
He was hoping for spaghetti, but we couldn't find any spaghetti. So that was it. Now Buffet City's out,
Put some ketchup on some lo mein and tell them.
Yeah, there you go. So little truth in advertising for Buffet City,
On down Buffet City. So, there ain't no Chinese here, we promise.
Yeah, now my daughter loved that they had crab legs.
Well, there you go.
My wife wasn't too thrilled because she had to shuck them, because I'm not a big crab leg shucker,
She's not a good shucker.
No, I'm not a good shucker.
Oh, you don't know how to shuck very well.
Yeah. So she had to take care of the crab legs, which were, they're not monster crab legs,
So I was going to say she had to go shuck herself, but I didn't want to.
Oh, wah.
Yeah.
They're kind of like Mississippi River crab legs,
Yeah.
So
juicy,
yeah. Yeah, I kept getting crab juice flipped on me from the whole shucking. I was getting all pissed off. Because they cracked the damn thing and they were so wet, I don't know what they put them in. I was like, "Oh, sorry, honey." "Oh, sorry." I'm like, "Can you just control these things, please?"
Crab jizz.
All over the place.
My face.
So, yeah, Buffet. There's nothing. It's in Edwardsville if you're in the area. And it's not a bad place. Uh-huh. It was all right, but I'm just not a buffet guy. And then it was my son really wanted, you know, like a bit, you know, probably like Old Country Buffet is really what he wanted.
Right. Yeah.
But it wasn't an old, and which I don't like to go to Old Country Buffet, but I wasn't going to turn him down. You know, I love my kids.
I guess you must.
Taking to Buffet City, but it was fine.
There you go.
Crab juice and all. But if Baker was around, he could have went along, you know. He could have went along.
He could have shucked his own crab.
He could have shucked his crab and you know, had
to... You shucked Bob's face.
Hey. He could have heard my son complain about, you know.
This is me acting like your son. Dad, this sucks.
Yeah, he said something.
Shut up.
I go, well, he goes, when are we leaving? So when we get done,
Christ.
I'm like, we're here now. We're done. I'm not. I'm ready to eat. You know. It's,
yeah.
So they had ice cream though, so he was cool with that. So
yeah,
he got his ice cream, and the world was great. And he got his fortune cookie, which he didn't seem to mind that a bit.
Oh jeez.
So, although he goes, he was betting me. I bet there's a piece of paper in here.
I bet my dad gets diarrhea.
Amazingly enough, I did not get diarrhea from Buffet City. I was surprised, but I kept my selection down to a minimum. I did not eat. The thing about the buffet is to try to be there when they bring it out.
Right.
And then you get the good stuff off the top before everybody's already handled it, you know.
I'm wondering what this commercial is looks like, because you are apparently completely duped into not knowing.
I'll try to record it. I'll try to pull it off, and I'll put it up if I can find it again. But it does not allude to itself being a Chinese restaurant.
Huh.
Because I ate sweet sour chicken and teriyaki chicken.
Primarily like Chinese fare, if you will.
Yeah. It was pretty much kind of a slightly expanded version of your typical Chinese buffet.
Okay.
Right. Which, you know, I wouldn't choose it, but I'll go. Yeah. You know,
right. No,
especially if you're buying, Miles, I'll go.
Well, if I can chuck crab juice in your, we'll see. We can do that.
Oh, jeez. I'll pay for the privilege.
I'll do it for a dollar.
Well, I'll buy that. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I'll buy that for a dollar.
So that was the big big outing. There was the It was a crab shucking good time there with chopsticks.
There you go. There you go.
So I didn't get chopsticks. I usually try to get. I didn't get rice because I couldn't find the stupid rice pot. But
what?
My wife got the rice. But I guess it was at the end of one of the buffets. So
you couldn't make it past the Jell-O.
Yeah. And then I usually get chopsticks because I always like to try my hand at eating with chopsticks at the Chinese restaurant. So.
Uh huh. That must be some. That would be something to see. Yeah, I'd like to see you.
It's not much different than eating with a fork, other than, you know.
I could do it. Look at see.
I lean over a little bit more.
Yeah.
I'll put it so it doesn't fall in my lap so much.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's just fun, you know. It's something different.
Yeah.
I don't know. You don't do that, I guess. So that's. I just think it's funny.
There you go. It's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you, you know?
I'm getting a little bit disturbed going out to swim with my kids now. It's getting, like, the public now is kind of disturbing me now. It's like
the public is disturbing you?
Yeah, it's.
I think it was the other way around a week ago.
Yeah, I know. I know. No,
mommy, mommy.
We like to go to a public swimming pool.
It's a beluga.
What?
And we like to go to a public swimming pool. In the area here, and I know you hate public things like that.
Sure.
You're sickened by that. You're totally turned off and grossed out. But.
I am.
Okay, so yesterday I'm swimming, and there's a young dad there, and he's running up his kids. He's getting ready to leave, and I read the back of his shirt, and the shirt says, "I support the torture of Iraqi prisoners."
He supports that?
I'm like, oh, that's kind of kooky.
It's a little bit harsh, don't you think?
Kind of a kooky T-shirt. I'm like, because I was going to get a picture of it with my cell phone. I couldn't find my cell phone.
It's not waterproof. It had it in that Ziploc underwater. I was taking all those pictures.
I was getting all those I like to take, you know.
Yeah, the upskirt things.
Yeah, the upskirt. Thank you. Yeah. The upskirt. Yeah. No, I don't do that, of course. But.
I had it rubber banded to my shoe.
Yeah.
And I had it on my flip-flop, and I was using my big toe to hit the button.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. No, I just thought that was kind of kooky. So I'm like, well, how could it get much kookier than that, right?
Yeah, that's kooky.
So
right.
I'm there again today, and there's another gentleman, different gentleman now, young family swimming around, a lot of tattoos. I have nothing against tattoos, you know, per se.
Sure.
I notice on pretty much the back, the basically half of his back is covered with a large swastika.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, here we go.
What's that?
Here
mean?
We go.
What's that, Dad?
Nothing. That's just the Z. That's just like a Z or something. Oh,
Z.
That's how the Greeks used to write Z or something. Don't
okay.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
No, it didn't. You know, luckily it didn't come up, but it didn't come up. Oh, you know what? I forgot to tell you a tattoo story from Florida when I was down there.
Oh, well. So did you have an encounter with the other guy?
No, you know, I stayed the hell away, to tell you the truth.
Well, maybe you should do that, and people will stay away from you. Maybe I should. You know.
No, actually, skipping back, I went to Florida here a few weeks ago, but we were in the Hall of Presidents waiting to get seated there.
Yeah, that's a good show there.
And I couldn't see this, but my wife's like, look at that guy's calf. Look at that guy's calf.
Yeah.
I couldn't really tell.
That's Abe Lincoln. Look, he's got a...
No. She goes, there's a picture of a girl performing...
What? Oral sex?
How should we put fellatio? Yeah.
Cutting lingus?
I could not see this. I did not see this. I saw something.
Did he wiggle his calf to make it look like it was doing, you know?
But, I mean, he's wearing shorts, and it's clearly on his calf.
Yeah.
Whatever this was. I didn't see it, but my wife swears she saw it. But he was all disgusted.
Yeah. Why would she be disgusted by that?
I don't know. I don't know if she thought that was appropriate for the Hall of Presidents. I don't think. The Maryland Chambers scene, you know.
Take a look at this. Take Abraham Lincoln.
Lincoln's got nothing on me. Check this out. So, but...
I don't really have a beard. This is Mary Todd's pubic hair.
But that doesn't really connect to my first story. I just forgot to tell you that. But no, I'm getting a little disturbed by going to the pool anymore. I'm like, you know, maybe I'll just go to Walmart and buy one of those, you know, cheapy blow-up things. You know? I'll just cut down a tree in my backyard, I think. I'm getting scared now.
That's weird.
I know.
It's swastika like, guy.
I was at the pool, and, I mean,
well, you do live in a very,
I mean, however you feel about the war, I don't care, but I just, it's like, oh, well, that's kind of kooky. You know?
I'm telling you, the worst thing. Yeah.
I don't, what's going to be next? I don't know. I really don't know what's going to be next.
The horrible thing is you'd probably just rather see a live version of the guy's tattoo rather than the tattoo of a lady performing oral sex. You'd rather just see it happening in the corner over there, wouldn't you?
No, not the Hall of Presidents.
No.
That would be inappropriate.
Why? They're not real. I mean, they're all,
Yeah, but it's not appropriate. Though,
they're blowing air up their ass to get them to stand up and stuff.
Well, I don't care how they're... Oh, that's not the point. I mean, the Clinton one was smiling quite a bit. But,
did he have a podium in front of him?
I want to tell you. I don't recall if he did or didn't. I think he was just up there kind of standing up there.
He got a podium in front of him. He's rocking back and forth.
It didn't really look like it, man.
And at night they have the, President's Mistress show. They're all hiding in various pieces of the set.
The Hall of Mistresses.
The Hall of Mistresses.
And now we have Jefferson's Mistress, Mrs. Sally Hemings.
That's
Hemings.
Right.
Sally.
The Hall of Mistresses.
Yes. Because his whole thing was, he had something with one of his slaves or something.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Or, as it's also known, how to hide fellatio in public.
I guess. Or how not to, apparently. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see this. My wife apparently saw it. I could see it was something with a woman, but I couldn't. My eyesight's just, that poor, unfortunately, that I can't. It's like, But how do I tell the guy to come over there? You're like, hey, dude, can you come here?
What's the big water ride? I can't remember there in Disney. Is there a big water ride? Where you get splashed or something. Anyway, a guy's just wondering he really looks forward to riding that, so he gets his calf all wet, you know.
Splash Mountain?
Splash Mountain, there you go.
Splash Mountain. Yeah, I was on there.
Get my calf all wet.
No tattoo here, though.
Yeah, I'm surprised, you know, after all your investigative reporting and all, that you didn't get one.
I've never seen... Yeah, I'm not against tattoos, but I've rarely seen one where I thought, wow, I need to have that.
Yeah.
The only one I like is one that Steve-O has from Jackass.
Yeah?
What's He's that? Got the words, your name, tattooed on his butt cheeks. I would like to have that. I'd have that, and that's the only thing I think I'd have, though.
Yeah. I get a lot of exposure there.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, guess what? I've got your name tattooed.
Right? I got your name tattooed on my ass. Yeah. Yeah, of course, whenever you get out of the pool and your drawers are sagging, everybody'd see it. So.
Ooh, it's gross. It's gross.
This is just like SeaWorld, whenever that walrus jumped up on the deck. You got a mouthful of fish. He had a bunch of whiskers. Not unlike that guy.
Yeah.
Looked like Captain Kangaroo laying out there.
Anywho, so if you're going to a public pool this summer, just be on the lookout, okay?
Take some pictures.
I wish I would have now. Excuse me, sir. I'd like a picture of that swastika on your back.
It's a very nice swastika.
It's really beautiful, you know. The blood dripping, everything.
It's delicious there. Awesome. Yeah, I'm sure that's a good way to make new friends.
Yeah.